Hello, the internet. I'm Nick Fillingham, and I'm joined today by Jamie Cannon. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Nick. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Now, you're in the Windows Live Essentials team.
I am, Windows Live.
And today, you guys have a very exciting announcement. The Windows Live Essentials beta is available right now.
Yep. Customers can go get it today. We've been talking about Wave 4 since April.
And this is Wave 4.
This is Wave 4.
Right. And yep. This is the beta, so it's not the final version, but it's a really robust kind of release. People can get their hands on it and test it out.
Yep. It's near feature complete. We've been talking about it for a little while, and we'll do beta, get customer feedback, and get final in the next couple months.
Great. Well, we're going to have a look at Windows Live Essentials Suite right now. There's a few more videos on Channel 9 you can check out to do with some of the other elements of Windows Live. First of all, there's a Hotmail overview which you can check out. We're going to talk about Windows Live Sync and an announcement for iPhone. But let's talk about Windows Live Essentials.
Yep.
You've got a cool demo here. We're going to start with Photos. Let's jump straight into it.
Yep. No. So with Photos in Essentials, we have a couple apps. We have Photo Gallery, we have Movie Maker. And the things that we thought about for this release are really threefold. One, people are taking more photos and videos than they've ever taken before on their phones, different devices. And so there's just a ton to manage. The second thing is, when they actually do manage their photos, they share them up to social networks. And then the third is, they connect to the cloud, right? So you do things on social networks, you do things on your chat networks, and how do you bring that all together?
Sure.
And so that really informed the way that we thought about this next release. So what you're seeing here, this is the new version of Photo Gallery. And you'll see here, I have a view of all my photos, about 1,200 photos.
Okay.
We have a new tab. We've implemented the ribbon in Wave 4 across all
right.
the apps.
Cool.
And one of the tabs we have here is called Find. Now, in Find, I actually get a gallery of all of the people in my photos. Now, in Wave 3, we had face detection. In Wave 4, we have facial recognition.
Okay.
So we're going to look into the pictures, we're going to find the people that are in them, and we're going to identify them. And we actually have 320 million Messenger customers, and we pull in your social networks. So we use that social graph to help find who those people are.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have this gallery of faces, and one of the things that we focused on is how do you take a million photos and find the one in a million that you're actually looking for?
Sure.
So I can actually say, like, hey, you know, I'm looking for Eric. Maybe I'm looking for some other people in my photos, and I get this easy hover gallery. And I'm also going to look for photos of Ben, and I get all the photos of both of them in it.
Wow.
I can build queries and say, hey, I'm looking for photos only taken in 2010. And you see, I very quickly narrowed it down from 1,200 down to one photo.
Wow.
Which is great.
And did Gallery go out and actually find that Ben and Eric were in that photo for you, or had you previously tagged them in the shot?
A little bit of both.
Sure.
It'll make suggestions,
okay.
and I can confirm in batch.
As you're importing the photos?
As I'm importing the photos, it's doing the work to find those people.
Okay.
And the more that I tag, the more effective and efficient it is at finding those people successfully.
Right, because it learns as it's kind of adding five or six from the same person.
Exactly, which is actually very, very common in facial recognition technology.
Cool, excellent.
Exactly right. And so you could say, all right, well, now I found the picture that I want to do something with.
Okay.
And typically, people do one of two things. They either touch it up, play with it, tweak it, or they want to share it. So I'll show you some of the cool things that we've done to help people play with the photos and touch them up a little bit.
Great.
So I want to show you something that we call Photo Fuse. And it's very common for people to take group shots. And in those group shots, here, I'll show you one, for example. They're not quite perfect. So I took a bunch here, her hands in the way. In this picture, her eyes are closed. And so it's kind of there, but not exactly.
Right.
So if I take a step back and I highlight the series of group pictures. Give me a second here, I'm moving too fast. If I highlight that series and click Create, I can go to Photo Fuse.
Right.
What this is actually doing is it's looking into the pixels in the picture and allowing me to go and pick the best parts of each one and build an entirely new image. It's composite imaging, essentially.
Now, Channel 9 users might be familiar with this feature from GroupShot, which came out of MSR about 2 or 3 years ago. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
And this is an evolution of that technology.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Yep, so this came right out of MSR.
Cool.
And you'll see here that I get a picture that I can actually start manipulating. So I'm going to drag and drop over areas of the picture that I'm not quite satisfied with. So in this case, her eyes are closed, and I get a really easy way, anyone can do this, to find the particular picture area that I like the best out of the series. So I'll choose that one, and you'll see what Photo Fuse is doing is compositing that right in.
Fantastic.
I'll do it with this girl as well. She's looking away. Select the area. And what I'm doing is I'm essentially building a new picture, an entirely new picture that was never even taken.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. We're pretty excited about this.
That's great.
So I'll save this as a new picture. New family pic.
And that's in the Edit tab, is that correct?
That's in the Create tab.
The Create tab, yep. Photo Fuse.
Yep, because you're creating something entirely new.
Oh, you are indeed.
You are indeed.
Cool.
After people touch up, play with their photos, they typically want to share them.
Okay.
And so we focus a lot of our work on the different ways that people share.
Okay.
I'll get to social networks in a minute.
Sure.
But
what are they?
Social networks, Will you be my friend?
Let's get to the movie.
I think I was just
I'll be your friend.
I was ignored.
No. That was a delayed accept.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All right.
Kind of the untold hero of sharing is email.
Okay.
It's the easiest thing. It's the most accessible.
Sure.
I know your email address because we're already friends.
But most people have this big thing where they can't accept like attachments greater than 3 megabytes or 5 megabytes or 10 megabytes. And now with like 15, 20 megapixel cameras, it's pretty difficult to share more than one photo.
Right. So I'm going to clog up my inbox.
How was that for a sales pitch? Did you like that?
That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Get SkyDrive.
Yeah. You follow me, camera guy? Let's keep going.
Or I'll clog up your inbox.
Okay.
So we have this new thing called PhotoMail.
Okay.
Which kind of brings together a couple things in Windows Live. So again, I'm going to select a series of pictures that I want to share with somebody.
Right.
I'm going to go to Create, and I'm going to click PhotoMail. And what this is going to do in the background is it's going to launch Windows Live Mail, which is a new app in Wave 4.
Sure.
And in the background, it's going to start uploading the high-res version of these photos to SkyDrive.
Okay.
It's going to do it in a way that's privacy-protected, so only I can view them and the people I send them to.
Okay.
People I send them to don't need a Windows Live ID. And in Mail, it's going to use HTML to format this very beautiful gallery that I can actually start to personalize,
Wow.
which is kind of cool.
So this is generated automatically. It's very pretty.
Yeah. Camping with Nick.
Which we did. I mean, these are obviously the photos from our camping trip.
I know. We're going to go again, right? So I can play with this. I can send this to anyone. I can send this to someone on Gmail. They're going to see the same beautiful presentation.
Okay.
And they can go up to SkyDrive, and it's stored there, and it's not going to jam my inbox.
So in the back end, the full resolution version's up on SkyDrive.
Yep.
So what you're sending really here is just a small kind of JPEG preview. When you click on the image, it's actually going to be pulling it from the cloud instead of from your email account.
Yep, you got it.
Very cool.
Exactly right.
I like that.
Yep. So we'll close out of that. And the last thing that we've done that I want to highlight is people share to social networks.
Sure.
Now, in Wave 3, we had some plugins.
Mm-hmm.
You can go grab it and upload to Facebook, but it was kind of hard and it wasn't built in. We've done work with a couple partners to build it right into Wave 4.
Great.
So you'll see up here I have a bunch of publishing partners. We have Facebook, we have Windows Live Groups, Flickr, SkyDrive, YouTube. So I can actually select a bunch of photos. And I can just click once, and in this case, I've already set it up with my Facebook credentials.
Okay.
I can create a new album, I can add it to an existing album, in this case, I will, and I can permission it. It's actually, well, what's happening here is very cool. What it's done is it said, hey, there's Wendy in your photos, you've tagged it, because of facial recognition, and we think that's someone that you're friends with on Facebook.
Is the same.
Do you want to confirm it?
Sure.
Yep. And so we'll actually do the work to upload people tags from your PC up to the web.
Very cool.
And it's hard to show, but if someone tags that photo on Facebook, we'll actually round trip the tag back down to your PC.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It is very cool.
And then obviously you get the ability to confirm that in case there's a mistake made or something.
That's exactly right.
Great.
It'll be the exact same prompt, in fact, that we just saw.
Very cool.
In the background. We'll get that uploaded, and I can pop onto Facebook and go check it out.
Fantastic.
Which we don't have to do right now. Or we can. But there you go.
There we go.
We
proof.
Did it.
We it did actually
it.
Happened. It
yes.
worked.
This is live code.
That's great. All right, what's next?
The other thing that people do, besides sharing photos, is they create new stuff. And maybe it's not just touching it up. Maybe it's something like a slideshow or a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done some work to integrate both Photo Gallery and Movie Maker to create essentially personalized movies. And what I'll show you is, we'll take some photos from a recent family vacation. These folks look like they had a great time. And we'll go to create, in this case, we'll round it out, and we'll create a movie.
Okay.
So this is going to dump all the photos that I just selected right into Movie Maker. And we have these things called auto movie themes, and it allows a bunch of pre-formatted transitions and effects. I'm going to select one. It's going to ask me if I want to add some music. I do that, and bam, in 20 seconds, I have a customized movie of my family vacation. Now, what we've done in Wave 4, and you're going to see in a second, is based on the metadata that you've put in your picture, whether it's people tagging and facial recognition, comments, or geotagging, we're going to pull that out and actually build that into the transitions and the subtext and the credits.
Wow. So you don't have to double up on adding all that kind of additional information of who's in the photo and what was the particular reason why you're taking that shot. It's just pulled from the metadata in Windows Live Photo Gallery.
That's right.
So that's obviously the new feature. Because you could obviously make movies out of photos in the past, but this is what you guys are doing for Wave 4
that's right.
new.
We basically, there's two kinds of consumers. There's someone who wants an advanced set of capabilities,
sure.
and they're going to build a very personalized movie, and they're going to be experts at it.
Okay.
Then there's a bunch of people who want to create this stuff and think it's too hard, and they just want something super easy. And so we really focused on that segment of people, and in 20 seconds I can build something, and in the same way I shared that photo, I can send it up to YouTube or Facebook with one click.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so Jamie, is there anything else kind of new in Wave 4 for Windows Live Essentials?
There's a ton that's new.
For Photo Gallery,
For Photo Gallery, there is more that's new. We've done a bunch of work around file fidelity. So in this case, I'll show you a picture of these two guys skiing. You'll see, one, we're supporting geotagging in this release.
Okay.
The other thing that we do, just in general on tags, is If you geotag it, you add a comment, a caption, whatever it is, we'll actually write it directly to the file.
Okay.
And this is a little bit different than some other people do, where they write it to a database, and it makes it hard to export, import, round-trip it to other places.
Sure.
In our case, we will just write it directly to the file.
And you're actually not necessarily writing to the photo, but you're adding metadata that's wrapped around the image that travels with the photo. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Right, cool. So you're not actually altering the image itself. You're just permanently adding some metadata to it in a wrapper.
That's exactly right.
Cool. And then just on geotagging, too, so what are some of the methods that I can geotag my photos? There's obviously a manual way of entering, I'm in Denver, Colorado. What about cameras that support geotagging?
If you have a camera that supports geotagging, or you have something like an iFi card where it's just writing it based on hotspots, what we'll do is we will read the longitude data right out of the file.
Cool.
And then we've actually done work with Bing to integrate into their Maps database.
Very cool.
And we resolve it that way into a friendly name.
Very cool. I like it.
Yep.
All right, so that's Photo Gallery beta for Wave 4. There's a few more elements to Essentials. The next thing we're going to have a look at is Messenger, is that right?
Yeah, let's take a look at Messenger.
Cool, let's do that.
So this is the new Messenger.
Cool.
At first glance, you're going to say, hey, this looks a lot like the old Messenger. What I'm going to do is, you're going to see I have all my people here. I'm going to click this new button up here, which is going to pop me into something that we call Social Mode.
Okay.
And what you see here on the left is I have a fairly rich magazine-style view of social updates. Now, what I didn't show you is that I've actually already aggregated a social network, in this case, Facebook.
Okay.
We also support MySpace, Flickr, YouTube, other large social networks in Wave 4. And we'll do a bunch of interop work to bring that data into the Windows Live experience. So here you can see, now I not only have like my people on Windows Live, I have my Facebook people too, all in one place. So you can see I get those updates right in line. I can scroll down over time. I can also filter on things that are recent. I can look at things that are just relevant to updates that I've made. I can also filter by update type. So if I'm just interested in photos, I can do that. The other thing that we've done, and hopefully this isn't blocked by YouTube, is we've done work to support inline playback. So Ian here shared a photo, and if I click play and it works properly, you'll see
that it's actually working. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
We can see that from the screenshot. Very cool. So that's in line.
Yep, that's in line. I'm going to go back to highlights. What I can also do is not only comment back to things that were updates from Windows Live, but
sure.
I can do it to Facebook and just tell Dharmesh, yep, glad it's Friday. And what we're trying to do is alleviate some of that social fatigue of, like, I have all these updates across all my networks.
Sure.
And in some part, it's good because I have my people and I can connect with them, but it's exhausting.
Right.
So how can we bring that together in one place?
Great. And so your friends don't necessarily have to have a Windows Live account or actually be on Messenger for you to integrate them into this experience. Is that correct?
No, that's exactly right. In fact, when we release Final, we will support Facebook chat.
Great.
So you'll be able to launch a conversation with your friends on Facebook.
Oh, that's very cool. You know what? I do like chatting to my friends on Facebook. I don't like doing it on the Facebook website.
Yeah.
I find it really confusing, and then I don't know when someone's responded, and I hear a little click noise in the background. I would much rather doing it on Messenger, so that's very cool to hear.
Yep, it's a very flat experience. This is much better.
Great.
We have new features in here like tab chat.
Okay.
Also, I'll just mention that you'll see up here we have our classic status message update box. We've added rich sharing, so you can add photos, and not just from your computer. We actually have done work to integrate with photos, not just on SkyDrive, but on Bing.
Okay.
So you can go and say, oh, look, there's our little friend from North Korea.
Kim Jong-il, he's obviously enjoying the World Cup.
He is. And there's Radiskal, for any internet classicists. And I can add a comment and share it up to the web, and that'll go up to Windows Live. And if I've hooked it up to Facebook, it's actually a universal PSM,
okay.
So it'll propagate out to my other social networks.
Great, that's very cool.
Yeah, very
nice.
Cool.
All right, now this is obviously part of the Essentials suite, so it's going to be available also right now to download for free.
Yep, you can go grab it for free.
Is there anything else we should look at in Messenger? So we're going to try and get through all of the suite.
Yep, we'll talk a little bit about Sync. I think the big thing with Messenger is really it's your people app for Windows, so
okay.
No matter what network you use, Windows Live or other, we're going to bring it all together in one place.
All right, great. All right, so there's lots of awesome things in this wave of Windows Live Essentials, but we're now going to talk about Windows Live Sync, which is a new element to Windows Live Essentials. It's the evolution of the Live Mesh technology preview, which Niners are very familiar of. This is kind of the product version, right? Live Mesh was the technology kind of demo, the preview.
Yep, you can think of it exactly like that. Mesh was the technology preview.
Right.
We were piloting it, and then this is the, hey, we're going to put it in a mainline product and scale it out to millions of people.
This is the product, and it's called Windows Live Sync.
It is Windows Live Sync.
So how does it work? Let's have a look at it.
All right, well, you're looking at the Windows Live Sync client.
Okay.
And what you see here is I actually have a bunch of folders on my PC that I'm already syncing up to the cloud.
Okay.
In this release, what's different from Mesh is we've actually added program syncing. So initially, we'll support Internet Explorer and Microsoft Office. So things like favorites, things like custom dictionaries, settings that you have on your PC.
Sure.
If you have multiple PCs, which in the US, almost 40% of people do.
Yeah.
If you have sync, you can actually have those settings replicate across all
Great.
Your PCs.
Very cool.
Yep. In this particular case, these folders, sync will do one of two things, or both. It will sync it up to the web, so you can access them through SkyDrive.
Okay.
It'll sync it, that's one, or two, it'll sync it to another PC that you have. So we have PC to PC sync as well.
Great, which is very similar to Live Mesh.
That's exactly right.
Right, the only difference being some different kind of sharing file size limits or allocations, is that correct, on the cloud?
Right.
So sync is now 2 gigs?
Sync is now 2 gigs.
Right.
And that's because just in terms of being able to offer a free service at scale, we thought that was the right decision to go with for launch.
But it's completely unlimited how much data you sync between all your various PCs on your network, is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Right, so you could sync hundreds of gigabytes if you like.
Yep, if we had another PC on this table, I could do as much as I want between these two, all my music, all my files, without any concern.
Fantastic. All right, so you've got three folders synced here, is that right?
Yep, it's super easy. In this case, I can go and sync a folder and add something up to the web. In this case, we'll pick something fairly simple like link. And let's say I want to sync that folder. What it'll do is it'll ask me to pick where I want that file or folder to go.
Okay.
In this case, I get a list of my devices. So I have another device called a kitchen PC.
Okay.
Or I can just sync it up to SkyDrive,
right,
which is our cloud-based storage.
Sure.
So I'm going to sync it up to SkyDrive and hit OK. And that's just going to get queued up in the list of items that are continually synced up to SkyDrive in the background.
Great. Now, how many different PCs can you add to your kind of sync network? Is there a limit to that?
No, you can add as many as you want.
Great. So if you've got 20 or 30 PCs at home, which some Niners do, those crazy kids, so they can do that, no problem?
Yep, you could sync 30 PCs together.
Fantastic.
Netbooks. In fact, you can actually sync your MacBook, too. In this release, we do support the Mac platform with the sync client.
So for Niners that are familiar with Live Mesh and have used a lot of Live Mesh in the past, are there any other differences they should be aware of? I know we mentioned off camera we're going to try and do a bit of an in-depth dive into Live Sync.
Yep.
Probably next week sometime. But kind of for now, top level, obviously the 2 gig versus 5 gig is something to be aware of. Are there any other features they should know about when comparing with Live Mesh?
The other big change that we probably won't show, but that's worth noting, is Mesh had the notion of a web desktop where you could log in and you could access the desktop metaphor.
Okay.
We don't have that in this release. I'll show you what it's been replaced by.
Sure.
But what we have added is remote desktop.
Okay.
So we've taken that technology and folded it in.
Okay.
So any PC that's running Windows Live Sync, you can actually go up and log into from the web.
Okay.
Which is the big flip.
So it's the end result is similar, just the way you go about doing it a little bit differently?
A little bit differently.
Cool. All right, let's take a look at that.
Yep. So I'll show you what it looks like on the web. I'm going to go to Windows Live Devices, which is a bit of what was formerly the Mesh Ring.
All right.
And I get a list of all the devices that I've added up to my...
So you're on the public internet here. You're on https://devices.live.com.
I could be at an internet cafe. I could be at work.
Cool.
Yep, I can go up. If Windows Live Sync is running and you have remote desktop enabled, I can actually connect to this computer.
And the machine is on.
Yeah. And the machine is on.
Yep.
And I can use it as though it was sitting right at it.
Sure.
What I can also do, if I'm syncing something up to the web, I can go into my SkyDrive. And you'll see here, this mirrors the list of folders that we saw in the sync client. And this probably makes sense to most folks who have used sync. I can go in and access my files over the web, just like I was at the PC, as long as I'm syncing them up. And some of those photos we were looking at earlier,
great,
I can access right over the web.
Very cool. Now, I just mentioned we will try and do a kind of a deep dive into Windows Live Sync and the differences between it and some of the other sync technologies from the past, and we'll do that probably in the next week or so. So any of the Channel 9ers out there with more questions about Live Sync, please send us through your comments, and we'll try and get to them in the next week or so.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so Windows Live Essentials, it's available right now. Wave 4, it is the beta. The final release, hopefully, sometime in the kind of near future?
Final release. No final date announced yet.
Okay.
We're working on it. We'll take customer feedback and get it out there in the next couple of months.
And how much would you expect to pay for this amazing software package?
For this amazing software package, today you can get it for free.
For free. Wow.
Amazing.
Absolutely free.
Not $79.
And where do we go to download it?
You can go to explore.live.com.
Okay.
And you can go grab it today.
Right.
And it's worth noting, if you're on Hotmail, you're probably already using it, because Hotmail started rolling out a couple weeks ago.
Fantastic. Now, just very quickly, what are all the elements of Live Essentials? Because I think some people will be familiar with the individual products like Messenger.
Mm-hmm. But
let's talk about what's in there. So Messenger is in there. Live
Messenger.
Mail.
You have Windows Live Mail. You have Photo Gallery, mm-hmm, and Movie Maker.
Right.
You have the new Sync. And you also have something called Family Safety, which is an extension of Windows Parental Controls that allows you to do a bunch of child monitoring and auditing and reporting.
Which we haven't demoed today, but that's up there.
That's right. And, of course, Windows Live Writer, fan favorite.
Fantastic.
Great blogging tool.
For all those bloggers out
there. That's exactly right.
Excellent. Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jamie. We're going to go and play with Windows Live Essentials, and we'll see you very soon.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me.